This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker was joined by the Ukrainian Prime Minister in Chicago yesterday. PM Denis Shmyhal was there to get support for more financial investments in Ukraine. Shmyhal says he expects the damage inflicted by the war to cost their country hundreds of billions of dollars.
Our reconstruction will be a massive global project, the largest since the end of the World War II.
So far, Illinois has deployed its National Guard to Poland and has sent protective equipment like body armor and helmets. Shmyhal's visit comes as Congress considers sending more aid to help Ukraine fight off Russian forces. The Chicago Teachers Union is calling for every school to have a person on hand to help students work through conflicts. It's one of more than 700 contract proposals being made by the union as it enters negotiations for a new contract. Rolando Perez works as a restorative justice coordinator in a Southside school. He says every school needs one of him.
How can a student be ready to learn when they come into school, if they are not feeling fully supported socially and emotionally? We must give students options at school to not only gain confidence in speaking out, but also opening up their eyes to positive relationships in life.
The union will ask for better pay, but as it has in the past, leaders say they're intent on using the contract to bolster the experience of students. University of Illinois students, alumni, and staff traveled to Springfield yesterday to make the case for lawmakers for more money for the school system. The university is asking for about $780 million in funding from the state budget, an increase of about 12% from last year. University of Illinois President Tim Killeen says the extra funding will help the school respond to growing student enrollment.
Materially, right now, we have the wind in our sails in this state, and that's not true everywhere in the country. So we want to take best advantage of this period of growth, stability, and investment.
Killeen says the money would be put towards student mental health services and faculty recruitment, among other things. A Chicago author's new book calls the city a leader in helping shape American pop culture. Professor and Southside native Ariane Nettles told WBEZ's Reset her new book is a love letter to the city and her Black roots growing up in Inglewood. It's called We Are Chicago, Black Chicago's Influence on Everything.
Every generation is supposed to be freer. You know, like I think about like my grandma, like, yes, she came up here and like she had, you know, my grandma and my grandpa had like a tavern and a record label, but like my grandma also worked as a maid.
Nettles says the book is not a full anthology of Black Chicago, but shows the many ways the city's Black communities have influenced fashion, music, literature, and entertainment across the country. A couple more things you should know today. Leaders at Columbia College Chicago have been directed to cut their budgets by nearly a third to address a projected $38 million deficit. The union representing academic advisors and library staff at the arts-focused college says this could result in 100 or more layoffs of the school's professional staff. The new head of the Chicago civil rights organization Rainbow Push has stepped down after less than 3 months on the job. The Reverend Frederick Haynes III submitted his resignation yesterday, but did not give a reason. The Dallas pastor was tapped last summer to take over leadership from the founder of Rainbow Push, the Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. Haynes was formally installed as president and CEO in February. Today's weather, there is a possible risk for severe weather, and it will be overcast and windy with possible thunderstorms. The high will be in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, we're expecting cloudy skies with periods of light rain later in the day. Temperatures should hit the mid-50s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.